right, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe what these would be.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without inviting yourself to wedding receptions and stealing the gifts along with cake, you're doing okay.
Oh, come on now.
I know. Wedding crashing is as old as time itself. But Sandra, she was caught helping herself to a slice of cake, stealing about $200 from a wedding reception there in Mississippi. Here's the thing. Not her first rodeo.
Oh, boy. She's made a habit of it.
Yeah, Sandra has been arrested in multiple states.
Oh, wow.
In connection to wedding crashing.
Holy cow, Sandra. Get a new hobby.
Yeah,
or a career. I don't know if you were considering this a career.
Yeah, maybe not the best career move for you.
Maybe not.
But in the latest story, the sister of the bride caught Sandra, they're in the bridal room. In the bridal room.
Oh, that's bold. Bold move.
Yep, eating a slice of wedding cake. And the coordinator for the wedding came forward claiming that $200 was missing from her purse.
Oh, wow.
That's when Sandra handed the cash over when the newlyweds' families all threatened to call the police. So, yeah.
Call the police anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So she's like, here, I'll give it back. Don't call police.
Yeah. Anyways, so Sandra has been busted. And that is your setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without inviting yourself to wedding receptions and stealing gifts and cake, you're doing okay.
I mean, her mugshot kind of has a look on her face like, you know, I would have gotten away with it had it not been for you crazy kids.
Yeah, exactly. Now, have you ever crashed a wedding reception?
I have not, but mine was.
Yours was crashed?
Yes, and they're on the video. Well, they technically called and asked to be invited. And I didn't know how to say no.
So really, they didn't crash it because you said yes.
We had had some business with their company, and I felt like I couldn't say no. And then they're in the video enjoying the chocolate fountain.
So again, let's just be clear. They asked, and you said yes, so they didn't
right.
really crash.
Well, but still, the crashing part was calling to ask me to be invited when I don't know them.
Let's hear your story. All right, I want to hear your story. Have you ever crashed a wedding reception? Did you get caught? We want those stories. I've got one for you as well. Sandra, we just heard the story about Sandra and how she kind of made a career out of crashing weddings. Just recently got busted. So wanted to know if you have any good wedding crashing stories. I only have one, and it's from a long time ago. We had an office Christmas party, right? Office holiday party in the, I guess, a banquet room there in a hotel, right? And so this was before I was married, and I had brought a friend of mine with me. And so we were there. We were having some beers and stuff at our own party. And then we start to wander, and we do see a wedding reception in one of the other banquet halls, right? And so we were like, hey,
one opportunity.
Yeah, I know. And so, you know, it's like we're a couple beers in already. And we're like, all right, maybe this is an opportunity. So we walk in, we grab a name tag, we put fake names on our jackets, you know.
You made up names as if it was they were going to know you anyway. You couldn't use your real name. That's hilarious.
No, made up fake names just to completely separate us from the crime that was happening.
Absolutely.
We picked out the parents, I believe, of either the bride or groom, but one of the parents, we congratulated them.
Oh my God. Oh, that is a bold move when you go to the family. They're not going to like turn to each other immediately after and say, do you know him?
I mean, we were young enough, though. We could have been friends of the bride or groom.
And they wouldn't know.
Maybe not. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we go then and grab a drink, grab a little. I think they had an appetizers there. And then we didn't hang around too much longer. And we left and went back to the holiday party that we were supposed to be at. So. Yeah, that's my story.
You got away with it.
I did. Got away with it. Crashing a wedding. Now, Amisha, do you have, was it your wedding? Were you doing the crashing or was someone crashing your wedding?
Actually, I have a twisted story. So it wasn't even a wedding. It was a funeral.
You crashed a funeral?
It was a total accident. I didn't have the directions correct. And I just happened to end up somewhere where there was a funeral. And I go in, I'm sitting down, I'm crying, I'm looking at what I thought was my nanny up there. And these people look sort of familiar, but I'm like, I'm not sure. And finally someone comes up and they're like, who are you? And I'm just like bawling my eyes out. Let's get up and walk out. And there's all these people like raging fists following me up.
So wait, you were actually going to a funeral and then you went to someone else's funeral?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And what's even worse is I thought some of those people were actually my family, and I hugged like two of them on the way in.
Oh, Misha! Oh my god! Oh my god! Thank you for the phone call.
Holy cow!
Wow. Well, at least she read the room and knew the part she needed to play.
And then, like, if it's an open casket, you walk up, you're like, well, that doesn't look like Nana.
But I still need to look sad.
That doesn't look like Nana. I'm just going to grab a cookie and some juice, and I'm going to leave.
I don't need to sign the guest book.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Amanda said, my cousin got married in a, quote, wedding factory type venue where there were three other weddings occurring at the same time.
It
was like a maze and confusing. We were led from one room to wait for the ceremony, to the next for the ceremony, to another for cocktail hour.
Oh, that's conducive to crashing right there.
Uh-huh. My younger brother and a cousin went outside for a smoke, walked back in on the dancing portion of someone else's wedding that they had a photo booth in.
Oh, boy.
They immediately realized their mistake, but decided, you know what? We're here. Let's take a photo. So they took a pic, put it in the back of the guest book, and wrote, congrats.
Oh,
and came back to the correct wedding. That's kind of a
fun
story.
Yes. Then the bride and groom are going to look through that book and be like,
Who's this? Yeah.
And have a good laugh about it.
Who is this?
That's awesome.
Will said, when I was a teenager, I went on my own to a restaurant. What I didn't realize is it was closed for a wedding. I went inside and was ushered to a table, and almost immediately some kids ran over and started hugging me.
Oh my gosh!
They must have thought I was a relative. I was just confused and like, what the hell is this? I remember by this point being pretty sure something was wrong, but I was really shy at this age, so I just kept sitting quietly and staring around trying to figure out, yeah, what exactly I'd walked into. Then the speeches began, and light bulb moment finally happened.
And you can't get up in the middle of the speech.
Right, it was a wedding reception. He was like, I'm so embarrassed and like 5,000% sure everyone is going to realize I don't belong at any moment. So I'm like a deer in the headlights still through the speeches. The moment the speeches are finished, the people start milling about. I snuck out of there and never, ever came back to that restaurant.
Oh, bless his heart. Never went back to the restaurant?
No, never went back to the restaurant. I'm done.
Dang.
Out of here.
I'm so traumatized by the accidental crashing.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And then, wow, Patrick kind of has a, quote, accidental crashing. My buddy's ex was getting married. He was jealous, so we snuck in, had a great time. He, quote, accidentally knocked over her wedding cake, and I took home the bride's sister. What?
Wow, Patrick. That was a short but loaded story.
I know, that had a lot to it. There was a lot to unpack there.
Holy cow.
All right, well, thank you for all the stories there on wedding crashing.